Sometime during the next 5 years, the U.S. can expect a terrorist attack using biological, possibly even nuclear weapons. That's the findings of a study coming out this week from a bipartisan group called the Commission on the Prevention of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Proliferation, and Terrorism. Here to tell us more about that report is the vice chair of the commission, former senator from Missouri, Jim Talent. Welcome to the program, sir. And if you could tell us a bit about this report, it states that the biological threat to this country is greater than the nuclear one. What sort of biological threat are we talking about?
Well, people normally think in terms of like anthrax, and that's the most visible potential pathogen. There's others that could be used, smallpox, for example. And one of the dangers is that with DNA synthesizers that are available and dual-use technology all over the world, it's becoming increasingly easy to isolate pathogens, old or new. It's technologically easier to weaponize.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you conducted the research for this report?
We're a follow-on to the 9/11 Commission, congressionally created, bipartisan. The report was unanimous, and we interviewed hundreds of people, travel all over the world, everywhere from the national labs in Sandia to London, to Asia, to Russia, interviewing people. And then each of us on the commission has experience in this area as well. And what Congress wanted was an update on the assessment of the threat and then recommendations about what can be done to reduce it.
According to your report, where might such an attack occur?
That's so speculative that we didn't say this city or that city. There are obvious ones that know their targets or potential targets: New York, London. It could happen in a more rural or suburban area, but probably a population center, for the obvious reason that they get, unfortunately, more casualties if they can do a weapon of mass destruction in a place like New York.
This report also looked at who could possibly pose this sort of threat, where they're based. What were the findings there?
Al-Qaeda is probably still the lead terrorist group. There are others, as we're seeing or could be seeing in India right now. Some of them are regional in nature. But the problem is that these terrorists all have organizationally the sophistication to get the technology to use one of these weapons, and we know that they have the desire to do it. We don't think they have the capability yet, but they have the sophistication to get it. And in terms of bio, if they recruit the right, bioscientist or two, they get the technical capability.
Do the recent bombings last week in Mumbai add any weight to this report?
What it does is to point out the nature of the struggle that we're involved in, whether you call it a war or a conflict or whatever. We're dealing with transnational conspiracies who are empowered by the information revolution, by the forces of globalization. They know, they see the world as a number of systems, matrices of systems stuck together, and they know we're vulnerable at a lot of different points, and that's the reason we're seeing more and more groups using these kinds of methods. They're formidable. I mean, nobody should think of this as a terribly unequal struggle between the international community and the terrorists. They're a formidable opponent, and we need to act across a broad spectrum to stop them.
So what can be done about this opponent?
We have a lot of recommendations we think are very practical that can be done. Some of them are internal to the government themselves. They're internal changes Congress needs to make so that it can be more effective in this, and other commissions have recommended them. Now let's do it. Let's get it done. We want the life science community to work with the government about how to self-regulate. In other words, what kind of protocols can we use so that we can keep track of high containment labs better? And then we say we need to emphasize Pakistan. It's funny that this report's coming out now, because we saw in the course of this that Pakistan is an epicenter for all of these risks that we're talking about.
Jim Talent, former senator from Missouri, thank you.
Thank you.